Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
That is one of my favorite intros. I don't know why. Probably because you and I are Beavis and Butthead. That's basically what it boils down to.
So if you went to the subpar classic of the first year, where they're Pipestone Creek, you know where this is going. I'm just calling myself out. I'm going to beat you to it. So there, we had our pictures on the golf balls.
Yeah.
Which is like, nice, dude.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You know, you get your own picture on a golf ball. That you're doing a, you're hosting a tournament.
Yep.
Then I get to see the golf. Then they bust out one of the balls. I'm like, dude, it's straight up Beavis and Butt. I look like Beavis.
Yeah.
I don't have prominent eyebrows, and they definitely didn't show up on the golf ball.
In the caricature that they made of us, yeah, Hunter's eyebrows, Hunter's eyebrows gone. Are non-existent, gone. Just gone. Yeah. So and with so then you extend the brow, you extend the forehead and the brow. You did. You looked just like.
Welcome to the subpar classic.
I mean, you kind of—you look like a mix of both, to be honest. So I don't know.
Yeah, you know,
it was great. It was great, fantastic. Yeah, dude, the look on your face—just pure defeat like, when you saw that golf ball. Look, how many of these did we get? 100 of them. Perfect.
Really? Great.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it made me very happy. Anyway, we can make fun of Butthead over here all day long, or Beavis all day long, but we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump, pump it up. Well, you're probably having a better weekend, or you had a better weekend than Chris Evans. The Avenger star accidentally leaked his own nude on his Instagram story.
Oh, no.
But luckily, what?
He clicked on the wrong picture and uploaded it?
Must have. You got to make a separate folder, folks. If you got nudes. Look, the world that we live in, which is crazy, is we live in a world where nudes are a thing, all right? Dong pics, booby pics, booty hole pics. I mean, people booty have those. Pics. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
They're out there. You know, Kiki sends me photos. I send her photos. It's there. But you are seriously
you guys are risky.
One click away from sending that and sharing that to everybody.
Here's what it is, man. That's why I stopped doing it. Stopped doing it with a wife because, you know, there's times where, like, if I'm wearing, like, a thin shorts and I put my phone face down in my pocket and just it rubbing my leg will do stuff. It'll start swiping my phone. It'll.
Yep.
And there's times where I open up the phone and I'm like deep into like a Facebook upload or something, you know, where it's just one click away from. I'm like, oh, my God, like this could potentially have been something really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's well, why I just don't even keep it on my phone anymore. It's like it's not even a thing anymore.
You're on Pornhub. You pop one off. You're feeling good. You're maybe a little hazy, so you don't close out of the tab all the way. You just close out of the Internet Explorer, and then later on down the day, you open your phone back up. It's on the page, and it's shared the video you were watching.
No, here's what happens. You're talking to your mom or something, and all of a sudden from your pocket.
So, yeah, just folks, look, it's fine. You got a significant other. You want to send some dirty text to each other. That's fine. Just understand that you're playing with fire, and if you're not careful, you're going to get burnt. And by burnt, I mean your donger is going to be out on the World Wide Web. That's what I mean.
I was going to say it's probably safer to just print it out on a printer and just fold it up.
It's
fold it up and give it to them like a note you were passing before class.
Even safer than that, just trace it. All right, just trace it on a piece of paper.
Trace it.
And then you fold it up and you put whoever with little hearts, and you do that little weird fold thing you did back in elementary school, and then you give it to them. That's how you do it.
What are we making Thanksgiving turkeys with our hands?
Exactly. Exactly. I got a turkey neck for you. Here we go. So be careful. Lastly, Yakko, Wacko, and Dot, and Pinky Too are making a comeback on the 27th anniversary of the Animaniacs. Hulu released a new teaser for the reboot of the cartoon classic. Original voices Ron Paulson, Tress McNeely, and Jess Harnell are back to bring these zany characters to life. Nice. And maybe it's something that we need. It only lasted for 5 seasons. Remember?
So is it the Maniacs?
Yep.
So did they? What direction are they taking? Is it like more of an adult cartoon?
It doesn't really say. But to be honest, though, that show did have some adult humor in there that just kids never understood. So yeah,
because here's the thing: kids nowadays are like, who are the Animaniacs?
Yeah. Exactly.
What? Anna who? Anna yeah. what? One of the greatest shows, WB, man. Remember that?
I loved Animaniacs. We used to watch that all the time. It'll be interesting to see. Hopefully they don't ruin it, and maybe it is a more adult. You know, I think if they brought it back with more adult humor, not so much South Park-esque, but maybe some Simpsons-type style in there, I think it might be pretty good.
I agree.
Zany characters, so.
That's right. The Animaniacs.
That's all I can remember of it. But all right, so dong pics and cartoon characters. There you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.